Welcome to Bro Power Scott and Todd special event, Marriage Chatter, because Jamie can't think of another name. So it's December. It's February 23rd, 2020. I'm leaving on vacation in about 2 hours, and we figured this is a good time to do a podcast. So here we are, me and Jamie.
Hi.
And Stella. She's silent partner in this endeavor.
She would say hi.
She would say hi if she could, and she can, but you may have heard her lick just then. I don't know what's happening, but we can't leave her alone because she'll panic. She has separation anxiety. So anyway, she's here with us as well, and we just thought we'd do a quick podcast for the many fans out there that heard this. We did a Halloween last year because we talked about candy, which is something Todd and I do a lot anyway. So it really was no different from a regular podcast, but we talked about our favorite Halloween candy. It was all the fun. And so here we are doing it again 5 months later, right?
Right.
Right. So what happened last week? Busy week last week, wasn't it?
It was busy with sickness.
We both had the flu.
We both almost died.
I wouldn't go that far.
Maybe a little extreme.
We had the flu like concurrently. Like you had it. You woke up last, like, 8 days ago, Saturday, yeah, with it, and had it until, well, I don't know. You're still having lingering effects. And then, so it was a nice holiday weekend with you being sick. And then late Monday night, President's Day, shout out to the presidents. Late Monday night, I started coming down with symptoms, namely a very weird sore throat, but not a sore throat like I get with colds, which is the first stage of my common cold. It was a very different kind of sore throat, and I was like, this is bizarre.
It's like the knot in your throat thing, right?
No. That's what you described yours. It was a tightness. It wasn't a knot, per se. Just a tightness. And so then I woke up Tuesday, and I felt like I got hit by a truck. And the weird thing for me was that I never had, again, aside from the throat and coughing, I had some coughing fits for several days there. But I never had like the true stages that you get with a cold.
Because it's not cold. Just
I understand. I know that. Because it's the flu. It's spelled F-L-U-G-H, if you don't know that.
No.
That's not right? No. Anyway. And so, but it just knocked me out. Like, yeah. I was so fatigued. And here we are. This is Sunday, February 23rd, as I mentioned. And this is, so for me, this is 6 days later. And I went for a run this morning, and I'm still fatigued. Like, yeah. I'm still not at full strength. I feel basically fine. I get tired doing things that I normally do easily without fatigue.
Yeah. Yeah, same. I had the same thing. So I tried to walk
up. Walk us through
one flight of stairs.
We have a multi-level home.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we do, but.
It's stories. I measure it by stories.
No, the day.
We're currently on the first story.
The day that I went back to work.
Wednesday, I believe.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
I had a meeting on the second floor. I walked back up from the second floor to the third floor. That's one. Math.
One flight.
One. And my legs were burning and I was tired.
Well, but that's not the issue here. The issue is you were trying to attend a meeting. Why bother? Just skip them. Just say I don't feel well.
Well, it's not really an option.
Well, different strokes for different folks. So you're still feeling fatigue. You're now on day nine.
I don't think I'm still feeling it now. I said that was Wednesday. This is Sunday.
Yeah, this is Sunday. But are you still feeling fatigued?
No. I don't think physically I'm like ready to go run a mile because I never do.
Yeah, I was about to say. Have you been doing your jumping jacks? 50 a day?
What jumping jacks?
No, because that's a good litmus test. Like, don't you do 50 jumping jacks a day?
What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. I thought you did 50 jumping jacks a day. That's my error. You know I don't do that? What's all that noise? The racket I hear in the morning.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So here's what happens
right
every
now.
Day. We get up in the morning.
You
get up at 4:45.
I get up at 5:15.
Whatever. And then Stella gets up between an hour and a little more after that. And that's when I get up because she needs to use the restroom and she's just sighed because she heard us talking about it. She needs to use the restroom and have her be fast. We can't say certain words with Stella in the room because she knows them.
She knows all the words.
She'd get excited if she heard us say the actual word. Anyway, and then, but normally I let her in and we're kind of, you know, hanging out, watching a little TV, getting our day started. And then
are you
I hear.
With us?
And then I hear the sound that I thought was you doing jumping jacks upstairs.
I don't know what you're talking about. Are you making this up right now?
Maybe.
I don't make loud noises in the morning.
Peel back the curtain here on the podcast, people. We're trying to make it entertaining. So I thought I'd go with this idea that Jamie does jumping jacks 50 a day. And if during the obviously while she had the flu, she's not going to do any jumping jacks because you're under the weather.
Right.
But now as you're getting back to full strength, like, can you only do 30? Can you only do 40? How many JJs can you do?
I can't really do any jumping jacks, let's be honest.
I am being honest that I thought you did 50 a day, but if you can, it's fine. So another highlight, and we'll get in more into details if you'd like. Obviously, Jamie's still coughing, so
I'm
not 100%. Another highlight of the flu week is that you went out and purchased a new thermometer.
Also known as a thermometer to normal humans.
No, it's called thermometer. And it's, what's the brand name? Eczema, I think? Erogeny?
Exergen.
Exergen? Like the Geico commercial?
Exergen. It doesn't matter.
Is it for females only? Maybe that's why it's not reading my thing.
What?
Is it estrogen?
No.
Exergen.
It doesn't matter. Okay. It doesn't matter what the brand name is.
Well, we need a sponsor for the show.
No, but it's a...
Okay.
It's a...
give him some free pub.
I forgot words suddenly.
It's a... that's what you were starting to say.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I just thought it'd help.
It's
It's not a thermometer that you stick in your mouth or in your anus. It's one that you put on your forehead.
Yeah.
And then you slide across the forehead. And then it reads out. It beeps. I don't know what... The beeping is very manic. It doesn't make logical sense to me.
I don't really know.
Just like as you're moving across... Let's say I'm moving across my head right now. It's like beep.
Yeah, they can't see you.
Beep, 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 beep. It's like a Morris code situation.
Morris?
Yeah, Morris. That's how it's spelled. M-O-R-R-I-S. Morris code. Very famous explorer, Stephen Morris, wrote Morris code.
Anyway.
He did!
I would describe it more as like a metal detector. Searching for
what?
That metal plate in your head.
Now people think it's just like a wand or a very large rectangle that you walk through at the airport. It's neither of those things. Anyway, so it's supposed to read your temp and tell you where you are. And I used it the first morning. Well, you had been using it over the weekend.
Correct.
You were ill. I think you purchased it that day, Saturday.
I purchased a lot of things because I knew I felt it coming on.
Right.
And sorry to people at Costco and Target that I probably
another proud sponsor of the Marriage Chatter Pod.
That Costco. I probably passed it on to.
Yeah, it's their problem.
Inadvertently. Anyway, yeah. I got that. I got a humidifier.
Mm-hmm.
I got cough medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I got some tea. I think that's it.
Mm. Humidifier was nice the two nights that you turned it on.
It was very nice.
I kind of liked it. I've had a nose situation for months. I get bloody noses. I have crusty boogers in my nose.
Nobody needs to know that.
No, they need to know that.
They
We're talking about flu symptoms.
But that's not your flu symptom.
Could have been. You don't know. Maybe I knew 3 months ago I was going to have the flu, and so my nose started preparing for it.
No.
Anyway, the point is, so the first morning that I used it, Tuesday morning, like I said, I started feeling it Monday night, woke up Tuesday morning feeling bad. It said my temperature was 96.2 or something. Apparently I had the case on. There's a plastic case on the thermometer.
The cap.
He
tells me
using it
the thing's useless. It doesn't work at all.
Well, it is.
And then I said, did you take the cap off, though?
It's clear. It's hard to tell. Because with the cap on, it feels much more natural going across your, like it doesn't hurt. But with the cap off, there's a slight pain if you're pushing
down
too hard.
You're not supposed to press hard.
Here's the reality of this ex-surgeon thermometer, though, is that I've used it many times since. I used it over the course of last week, pretty much every day, multiple times per day to see where I was. At one point, I got as high as 103.
Yeah, wait.
Which I don't believe.
Let's talk about this. Okay. Yeah, first of all, I do believe that because the flu can give you a very high fever.
Right. Is that high, 103?
I mean, it's not like very high,
what's
but it's high.
What's death temperature, 108? Like you're going to die, your brain's going to fry or something?
You would have a seizure before your brain fries.
Okay.
But I don't think you could survive 108. I'm not a doctor.
Hmm.
But
yeah, we'll try it next time.
104 is very high.
Yeah.
Anyway, point being.
What's the point?
He wouldn't take medicine to take the fever down and to help the body aches. So that's the problem. I'm talking to the people about you.
You're saying I would.
So I had to physically make you bring it down to you and almost like put it in your mouth. Like
make put it in your mouth. It's a good song.
Go ahead. Just let me know when you're done. We'll wait.
All right, I'm done. Go.
Anyway.
You had to put the Advil tablets in my mouth, which is not true. You put them in my hand.
But you wouldn't. You were unwilling to take medicine. You're just like, oh, I have a fever and I'm achy all over. Yeah, there's medicine for that, and we have it. It's in the kitchen.
So I was talking with somebody at work the other day, and I said the Advil thing, and they said Tylenol.
Yeah, they're both fever reducers and pain relievers. They're just...
What's the difference, though?
There's acetaminophen,
right,
which is Tylenol.
Not a fan.
And then there's ibuprofen, which is Advil. I prefer ibuprofen.
Right.
It works better for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we have in the house. Okay. But it does the same thing as far as reducing the fever.
Sure. I mean, it didn't.
No, it did. Two more days. No. Here's the thing, though.
Actually, I had the 103 after you gave me the Advil.
How long after?
I don't know. Could have been the next day.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't recall.
It works for like 4 to 6 hours. Anyway.
Yeah.
Advil's not a sponsor. One of my symptoms was a terrible headache. Pretty much constantly.
Constant.
So, I'm talking waking up at 3 a.m. with a stabbing headache.
I remember that, yeah.
So, I was taking Advil frequently,
mm-hmm.
and I still had a low-grade fever of like 99.9/100 point something.
Barely counts.
True, however, the fact that I still had that after taking the Advil tells me I would have had that high fever like you did without taking it. In other words, you should have just taken
it. What are the long-term ramifications of me having 103-degree fever for...
Nothing.
However long. Okay. So I didn't like... It's like when you huff
what?
Computer duster or like suck in helium from a balloon where you're like literally killing brain cells.
Yeah, no.
Even if I had, they'd probably regenerate, right? Because I'm smart?
That has nothing to do with it.
I think these are all related. I think you're wrong about this. Somebody out there in the audience, Google that. Hit us up, thebropod@gmail.com. Thebropodnetwork@gmail.com.
Do you know your email address?
I do now. Thebropodnetwork@gmail.com.
Is that like, never mind.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. She was going to criticize the Bropod Network, but
no,
that's fine.
No, I wasn't.
Okay. What else happened? What else was the, what was the fallout, aside from what I've already described about damaging my running training, which I'm in the middle of? What was the fallout from a week-long flu situation in this household? What would you say?
I would say the house is kind of a mess.
No, but what's the fallout from the flu situation?
It's hilarious.
Okay, the house is a mess. Yeah, there were several days where dishes needed to be done and they were not.
Because we were both
there was trash at the door for like 4 days.
We were both like zombies. Nobody wanted to do anything.
I literally, and this is extremely rare, I think 3 days in a row I didn't leave the house. And it's extremely rare because obviously I run most days, so I at least get out like that. But I mean, I didn't take the garbage out. I didn't go outside and play with Stell. I opened the door, like I breathed in outdoor air because I had to open the door to let her out. But that was about it. I didn't leave the house at all. I didn't get the mail.
Yeah.
I didn't get the mail from Tuesday through Friday. I finally got it Friday when I got home from work and there was, you know, a whole bunch of junk mail that no one needs.
There was a note from the mail carrier saying, please... No, there was not that.
I thought you were talking about the card we got.
Oh, no.
Next door. We got a Christmas card this past week. Again, it's February 23rd. Whatever.
It got lost in the mail.
Appreciate the sentiment. No, it definitely did. Because it was definitely placed in our mailbox with just our name on it. There was no address. So that was the biggest fallout, you think, is that there was disarray in the home. And obviously, we both missed a couple days of work.
Well, yeah, definitely that. But it's kind of funny because I feel like I kind of jinxed myself a little bit.
What's that?
Because the day before I woke up.
Literally the day before.
On Friday at work, we were. Yeah.
You woke up at work? Boy, that's a nightmare.
No. The day before I woke up with the flu.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So the day before, which was Friday.
You were at work.
While I was at work,
mm-hmm.
I was talking with some of my coworkers about setting up a meeting and.
Yeah.
Someone said something about calling in, and I made a joke about calling in sick, and I said, just kidding, I'm not sick. Knock on wood.
You actually were at that point, if this was the day before.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know it yet.
It was waiting.
It was there.
Yeah.
It was lying in wait.
As they say. All right, that's fun. Good times. So let's transition from sickness in the household to our first date. We were talking about this last night.
That's a logical transition.
I thought so. I don't even know why, but we were discussing what our first date was, which would have been, what, 2004?
Really?
No. 2009?
Correct.
2009.
Yes.
I think our first date was...
I'm sorry, I still am dying on the inside.
Why are you... Just let it be. There you go. Cough and put it out in the space. I think that our first date, technically... was...
Why are you clapping?
I don't know, for emphasis purposes.
Okay.
Emphasis on the correct syllable. Was when we went to a rodeo with our mutual friend Tommy. We went to a rodeo as part of Redneck January. Why is this so funny? I literally said this last night.
Because just the thought of people listening to this and hearing that our first date was a rodeo is hilarious.
Love blossomed in South Carolina. What else is it going to be?
But I think you need to...
I'm going to.
Elaborate on why...
I said
we
as
to,
part of okay. Redneck January. Right. So what Redneck January is something that Tommy and others, this mutual friend of ours, and others did every year during the month of...
December,
oddly enough.
January,
where it was a series of events that happened every weekend. I guess some were midweek, I don't really remember. But there was the rodeo, which I believe was a Friday, maybe a Saturday night. There was the flea market. Went to a flea market.
The jockey lot,
as it's known.
Paintball. For you people in the South.
Right. Whatever. Flea market. I'm trying to hit the universal
audience. Sorry.
Paintball was played. What else? What else is part of Redneck January?
That's all I can really remember.
No.
I was thinking about that. Like,
maybe I went to a fair or something?
A few weeks ago when people here were talking about going to the...
Monster Truck Rally?
No.
Monster Truck Rally may have been one of them.
Oh, I think so. We didn't go to that.
No.
Because...
We just went to the rodeo. Or classic. Classic.
I have my limits. No, when the stock show was here, we were talking about going to that. I said, I've been to one rodeo, and it was kind of a joke as part of Redneck January, and then I couldn't really remember.
Yeah, I don't know what else it was. Maybe intercourse with a cousin. I'm not sure. Anyway, the point is, you could, participate in all the events or just the ones you're interested in, and so we did. We both went to the rodeo, and I think Tommy set it up that way so that we could both go, because he drove us.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah, we sat in the back of his BMW.
I don't know why you had to say that.
What?
Point out that he was driving a BMW.
No, not like that I'm impressed by it, but it had a very small, it was a small car, which is ironic because he's a very large man. But anyway, the point is, I think that's our first date, but you were implying last night that you don't agree that that's our first date.
I completely disagree.
Okay, well then what do you think our first date is?
Because that was not a date. That was just a group of work friends going out together.
Okay.
And that was very early on in us hanging out, I feel.
I think that's wrong, too. I think we started hanging out, 6 months before then. Like, me at your place, your little house in North Maine. That was months before. And we would make the videos, which we can post on
BroPodNetwork.com. And that sounds way worse than it actually was.
They were very good videos. They were high quality. The lighting was...
No, I mean...
Left something to be desired, but...
They were just... Anyway, it doesn't matter. They were stupid videos of us trying to be funny.
You thought people meant adult videos. No. People thought that. No, that's not what they were.
I know that. You don't have to tell
me. No, I'm saying you're saying that because you thought maybe people would get the wrong impression.
Right.
Well, no, that's definitely not what they were. Those came far, far later down the road.
Hilarious.
And the lighting was much better at that point. We still had the lights actually right behind you. So the point is then
that was not our first date.
Then what do you think was the first date?
That was just a group of people.
Then what do you think
out.
Was the first date? The time we went to BB's Diner?
No, that was definitely not.
Because by the way, that was before Redneck January.
No, because that was when...
Jeepers creepers.
No, I remember when we came back from that.
Yes.
You... laid it out there.
Yeah, as we're pulling in the parking garage, I remember that.
And you were like, so, what are we?
I said, what is this?
Or what are we doing? Because this was right before we went to California.
To California. Yeah.
And anyway, so us hanging out as a group and doing things outside of work mm-hmm. was way before that.
Okay.
Because when we came back from California was when we were officially dating.
Right.
So.
That flight home, couldn't resist. It was too long.
I
feel like if it was a shorter flight, we might not be married today. Because I feel like during that time, there was just too many hours of closeness.
That's not.
That you couldn't resist.
Wow. Okay.
You're like, ah, I'm stuck.
This is a whole different conversation.
Okay. Anyway, first, you still haven't answered the question.
I'm trying. So I think the first date mm-hmm. was stellar. Not that I'm complimenting the date. There's a restaurant, or there was, called Stellar.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first date.
And we're not mispronouncing your name still. She's a stellar. Oh. She doesn't care.
No.
I don't remember. Where is Stellar? Is that the upstairs
yeah.
place?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You don't remember? That was the beginning of that whole stupid inside joke thing we had for a while, for months.
Yeah, no, I remember making fun of the word Stellar. But...
We're counting how many times we could use the word
Was
stellar.
That like foodie week or whatever? Is that why I went there?
It was something like that.
Or was it a special occasion?
No, we had these things. We had a coupon. No. But we had something. It was some kind of restaurant week something, I think.
Yeah,
because
I think
there
it was
were
a
things at work. Because
I wouldn't have gone there otherwise. That place was fancy.
It was fancy.
Very fancy.
Another argument for it being a first date.
Pretty sure it's out of business. But...
Probably, but.
So when was that? Is that after Redneck January?
No.
Is that after BB's? That was before?
No. I think it was after, it had to be after Redneck January.
If neither one of us can keep up with the timeline, I guarantee you the listeners can't keep up with the timeline.
I'm pretty sure it was after Redneck January.
Okay. Was it your birthday, maybe?
Possibly.
Hmm.
Or close to my birthday, because you made me a cake.
Oh, yeah, I do remember the red, was
for
it
my
red
birthday.
Velvet? Red velvet. Is that right?
I actually don't remember.
Yeah, because I brought it in. I was terrified it was going to fall over.
I think it
was
red velvet.
That was a multi-layered cake. That was huge.
I think you made me a chocolate cake or something.
But white icing? It had the red lettering, I remember, because it looked like a serial killer had written whatever I wrote. I remember.
I don't remember.
Huh. Okay. Now, where in the scheme of all of this... Mm-hmm. did my recording of the song for you take place?
Oh, geez.
Where I gave it to you on the tiny CD.
Oh, that was my birthday.
That was your birthday gift?
The tiny CD was my birthday because...
That's a great gift.
It was literally called Jamie Birthday with F.
Jamie's birthday song.
Yeah. So that was my birthday. So Redneck January, obviously okay. before that, because my birthday is in March.
Uh-huh.
And I think
we don't know
Stellar
when the Stellar was.
Was in between that.
It would have been like that.
I thought that, but I don't. We didn't go out for Valentine's Day because that would have been like.
Still don't.
That would have been
eat
really
it, Hallmark.
Obvious. I don't know.
But see, here's the thing. So like that. So I don't know. These kids nowadays, and you're a millennial, so I'm gonna lump you in with them. Like so,
you are barely.
If that
you're
was a
barely
date,
still Gen X. So
if
calm
that,
down.
But I'm Gen X. Represent. Hashtag Gen X. If that was a date in, let's say it was for your birthday. If that was the date, the first date in March, then why was it we weren't officially quote unquote dating until
because
April 8th?
I'm saying looking back. Okay, well, first of all, you're claiming that it was in January, so
yeah.
Even better question.
I agree.
But I think looking back, it qualifies as a date. At the time, I was still in denial that...
Oh, I'm assuming you still are. Is that incorrect?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Hang on, I gotta make a note of that on my phone. Go ahead.
I think I was still in denial about the whole thing, and, you know, people were trying to... Why are you actually making a note right now?
I don't need to worry about that. It's my phone.
Anyway... No, people
you were
at
still
work.
In denial because people at work were like, but he's the greatest guy.
No.
He's obviously good looking. He's rich.
It wasn't.
He's hilarious.
It was none of that.
Oh.
They just kept telling me how much, he really likes you. Oh, definitely.
Who's they? Who was pushing most of all? Let's
I'm not gonna name
let's
names.
Call people out.
I'm not going to name names.
I guarantee you none of them still work.
I guarantee.
So.
Yeah. but I feel like you still have connections to a lot of people through other people.
Probably one of them. Probably one of the people that you could name, but that's fine.
Yeah. So no, I'm not going to name names, but just a lot of people. Okay. Yeah. So.
By the way, I'm giving them a shout out because they were correct. I want to get them credit. I'm not talking crap about them.
I understand.
All right, whatever. Carry on. So a lot of people were telling you that I was the greatest person on earth.
No, a lot of people were just saying that it was obvious, which it was, that you liked me. And I said, no, we're just friends. And
you're like, no, we're just friends. But, I mean, we are going to California. We're going to sleep in the same bed.
I didn't know that was going to be a thing until we got there.
What did you think it was going to be? What, do you think James has, like, multiple spare bedrooms?
No, I just...
this litany of guests that are coming in
there.
I
just didn't know we were both going to be sleeping on the same blow-up mattress. But, by the way, it wasn't like that, though. We were just... we just happened to be there in the same... on the same blow-up mattress. But you slept like a corpse. And we're just...
some things never change.
Laying there on your side.
Yeah.
Thank you. And...
and you were up late at night longingly looking over at me, wondering what I was going to roll out.
No, anyway, I'm just saying it wasn't as bad as it sounds.
Yeah. Okay.
What's the point?
I don't know. 12 minutes ago, I asked you when our first date was, and you still haven't really given me...
No, I did!
Oh, it's a stellar answer. Okay. So you think stellar was the first date?
Yes, I think stellar.
Who knows? I'm sure that place is out of business, so it's not like we're ever going to go back and relive the memories of love blossoming from...
you don't even remember going. And I remember what I got.
You got...
oh, here we go.
A pork cutlet.
What?
Green beans and mashed potatoes.
Do you even know what kind of restaurant Stellar was? Pretty sure it was just like this Italian bistro.
Get out of here. No, it was not Italian. It was a steakhouse.
What'd I got gnocchi.
Oh, okay. Gnocchi, you didn't. What did I get?
I don't know.
Oh, well, that's par for the course.
This was 11 years ago. So I can remember what I got. That's pretty good.
Look back in your photos. Do you still have that Nokia?
I didn't have a Nokia. Switch?
What? Is it flip or switch? I had this thought.
I don't know of a Nokia phone like that. I had the Nokia like brick phone in the day.
The sidekick.
When I was 15.
Yeah. That's what you had. You had a sidekick.
No, I didn't. I never had a sidekick. I had a BlackBerry.
You know what I had in early 2009?
Yes.
What?
The old flip phone.
The gray flip phone.
No name brand.
I had Tetris. I had Blackjack on it. That was the best part.
You had Blackjack on that phone?
Hell yeah. It was like, it was, may as well program in the TI-82. Same difference. I had Blackjack. It was amazing. It wasn't until that fall that I got my first... love that phone. Man, my throat's still messed up. I couldn't do the droid thing, right? Anyway. Okay. Anything else? Any thoughts on the first date? Any more thoughts on the first date's conversation?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any?
No. Because clearly I don't remember what it was. I thought it was Redneck January.
Glad it was meaningful.
The best time of my life. The first time ever I saw your face. So what's happening over the next week? What are you going to do?
You're leaving me.
Right. I mentioned that at the start of the show. I am leaving you. It's true. Not forever. Just temporarily. You'll be fine.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you other than I will be doing normal life.
Yeah.
Working. Coming home. Taking care of Stell.
Little Stell.
Sleeping. Repeat.
Rinse. Repeat. What about this upcoming weekend? What are you doing?
I don't know.
What might you do?
I don't know.
You don't want to talk about that?
Talk about what? This weekend?
What you might do this weekend. As opposed to next Thursday. You said you'd move it up potentially to this weekend.
Listen, I haven't talked...
listen, man!
I haven't talked to the people that are involved about this yet.
About moving it up.
Yeah.
But they know what's going on. All right, fine. Don't talk about it.
Do you really...
yes, I want to talk about it.
This was not on the list of things to talk about.
Well, we're out of stuff. We're not even 30 minutes. So we got to at least get 35 minutes in. Just talk about it briefly. Just talk about your thought process.
Okay.
Give away as much as you want.
So yeah. I'm having a midlife crisis, apparently.
At 30 years of age.
34, almost.
Yeah.
Thinking of getting a tattoo. Gasp.
Oh, yeah. Gasp. I should have feigned the reaction there. Yeah. We're both tat free.
Yeah.
In fact, in this house, the only person with a tattoo is Stella.
That's true.
She has a tattoo from her clip surgery.
She's a badass.
Yeah, and she's, do not mess with Stella. She will cut you
with her nails.
She actually will. I'm not kidding. Speaking of that, we need to clip those nails. So, yeah, thinking of getting the tat.
Yeah.
Now, you've been saying the whole time face tat, and I'm not sure.
Definitely never said that.
I've just kind of tried to be supportive the whole time, but I think I'm changing my tune.
Okay, you're being ridiculous.
On the face tat. Stop. Thing. So, but no, you're not sure what you want. You have a couple ideas.
I do.
You're not sure exactly where you want it. You have a couple ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You're not sure where you're going to get it. You have a couple ideas.
Well, I have a couple suggestions.
Couple suggestions and books you've been looking at and Instagram pages and things
books?
Of that sort. Books.
I don't have
physical
books.
Well, you will be able to look at said books when you arrive at said tattoo parlors. Now, here's the thing. Here's the biggest question everybody's wondering.
Okay.
This has to be the biggest. I haven't polled the audience per se. When you walk in mm-hmm. and you say, I'm here to get a, are you going to say, am I here to get a tattoo or am I here to get a tattoo? Because if you don't say tattoo, they're not going to take you seriously. You must walk in and say, yeah, I'm here for my tattoo.
What are you talking about?
So that they will know, oh, she's good. We know to give her the best tattoo artist.
I could pronounce it like, I don't know, I think Australians or Brits maybe.
Here we go.
Tattoo.
That's close, but tattoo is the correct answer.
Tattoo. It's almost like it has a D.
Right. Yeah, don't do that. That's, I mean, unless you're going to Australia to get a tattoo, which.
I could do that.
Oh, jeez.
Not go there for that purpose.
Right.
Just
no,
when
I
we
understand.
Go.
Right. You know. Sure. So maybe it's not burned down. I heard the wildfire stop, by the way. Shout out to Australia. Big love. So the tattoo is coming up.
Potentially. Maybe.
Potentially before I get back. Potentially after I get back.
Potentially not at all.
Because the weekend after, this coming weekend, is your birthday.
Yes.
Or as it's becoming your birthday weekend.
No,
which
it's
is
not.
A very millennial thing to
it's
do.
It's not.
Again.
What are you talking about? It's not a birthday weekend.
No.
When did I ever?
Because originally you're getting the tattoo on Thursday, then you're going out and partying down with every friend we know combined.
That's not true.
On Friday, and then on Saturday is a full recovery day.
Well, I mean, but that's not part of the celebration.
Well, that is, no, the aftermath is always part of the celebration.
Mm.
It's part of the weekend to go with the tattoo.
Okay, but I've never said, my birthday weekend.
No, you said it's my birthday month.
No,
I've implored you to stop saying that.
Literally never said that.
Oh, okay.
Ever.
Good, because that's ridiculous. Okay. So that's what's coming up for you. I will be skiing in Tahoe and gambling. And Stell will be living her best life.
See, probably not, though,
Aurora.
Because I feel bad for her when both of us aren't here because I don't have the energy.
I feel bad, too, but it's okay. Well, but here's the thing, though. You got to keep this in perspective. Last week, because of the flu that we talked about
mm-hmm.
at length,
mm-hmm.
until Friday, until literally 2 days ago, we didn't play any BAL with her. BALL.
That's, yeah.
With her out back. We didn't play any BAL. And I know that upset her greatly. So when I got home Friday, because I was kind of getting back to normal, and part of our routine is as soon as either one of us, first one to get home, you go out back and you throw the BALL to Stell.
That's all she wants to do.
That's all she wants to do. That's her world.
She doesn't even want to pee. You have to like
no,
make
you
her.
You have to make her use the bathroom that she's been sitting in a cage for 10 hours.
Don't
so
call
clearly
it
she has to
cage.
Pee.
It sounds terrible.
It is a cage. Anyway, so if you are even minimally playing BAL, if you're doing that with her pretty much every day, she's going to be thrilled. She's like, this is like Disney week.
You know what makes it hard to do that at this time of year, though, is all the freaking snow.
There's a lot of snow.
All the
it's
time.
Right now.
It's, wow, it's really coming down, actually, right now.
No, it was much worse earlier. It's fine. Yeah, it is snowing again. There's still snow on the ground from last weekend when it snowed.
But it's just hard because, you know, usually we throw it on the ground and bounce it, and she jumps and flips and does her circus tricks to get the ball. But
yes.
Now,
orf, orf.
With the snow,
circus tricks.
You can't
yeah.
do that. You just...
It's not that bad, though. And it's supposed to be relatively warm this week. And it's the only snow you're supposed to get this week, too. So hopefully it'll be all right. You guys will have a good time.
We'll see.
I'm looking forward to it on your behalves. Behalves? Mm. Behalves. Mm. What then? If not behalves.
On the behalf of both of us. Just.
I'm going to go with behalves.
Oh boy. Okay.
Behalves.
Google.
Well, we don't have Google. No cheating during
the podcast. We don't have Google?
We don't have Google during the podcast, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Too much of a distraction. Okay. Closing thoughts. That was a question.
That didn't sound like a question at all. All
right. Closing thoughts. I'll say it in Australian accent, so it always sounds like a question. Closing thoughts. How
about that? I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know any closing thoughts.
What are your closing thoughts?
My closing thoughts are pastrami and Nebuchadnezzar.
You can't see this.
A connection.
I'm just staring at him because I don't know what. But what are you talking about?
Pastrami and Nebuchadnezzar. If you don't know what either of those things are, like, look them up.
First of all, why would people not
first
know
of all, what pastrami is?
Yeah.
I don't know. I literally can't picture what pastrami looks like, even as I'm saying it. But pastrami.
I feel like.
I really need to look that up.
Go ahead. Yeah. Oh, hold on. You said no Google.
I can Google. You can't Google.
Because that's fair.
Well, my phone's in here. Yours isn't. So, yes. Go ahead. Oh, pastrami is the deli meat. I literally forgot what that was.
No, you didn't.
I was thinking it was a pasta.
No, anyway, you didn't.
I really did.
Oh, my gosh.
Pastrami and Nebuchadnezzar.
I think
those are my
throughout
thoughts.
This podcast,
yes.
If you went back and did some kind of a search somehow for what phrases were said most often,
okay.
I think me saying, what are you talking about, would be probably the most frequent.
I'm going to expand on that.
Okay.
I think if you had audio recordings, and the government probably does, if you had audio recordings of every conversation we've had for the past 5 years, what are you talking about, would be the most prevalent.
That's true.
Individual captured
for
phrase.
Sure. But I was just talking about the podcast.
Okay. Well, it applies to all.
Yeah.
Selection D, all of the above.
Right.
Yeah. For those of you taking standardized tests out there, which is probably the majority of our listening audience, taking a standardized test. As they're listening. Which would be distracting.
And probably not allowed.
Well, I don't know. With those AirPods nowadays, put your hair down over it, people never know.
I don't know.
Never know.
I just remember when I was taking the...
BSAP?
No.
Oh.
What?
That was a South Carolina thing. Go ahead. Yes? SATs? ACTs?
Wow, I forgot completely. The GRE.
Oh, GREs?
I had on a cardigan or a jacket or something because I was, you know, afraid it was going to be cold.
Cardigan for the first time? Yeah.
What?
Cardigan.
Anyway, and I was very warm. And so we went to take it off and they like ran out and told me I couldn't do that. And
they ran out? What are you talking about?
Yeah. So like you're in this room of computers and, you know, partitions and stuff.
Sure.
And they ran in, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Came in.
That's what makes more sense.
To the room and told me. And also, you have on these like noise canceling.
Sure.
Headphones. They're
yeah,
not.
Yeah, buddy.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Not like playing music, but just to noise cancel. And.
Or cancel noise.
Can I just talk?
You are.
Anyway, the point is, they ran in the room. They, like, scared me half to death because I couldn't
hear
them
coming. Yeah.
Tapped me on the shoulder and was like, you can't take off your sweater. And I'm like, so am I just supposed to sit here and, like, sweat? I don't understand.
That's really ridiculous.
It's crazy. I guess they think I'm, like, hiding answers on my arm. I don't know.
I'd be like, fine, take the sweater.
Yeah.
Like, not forever, but like,
well,
take
no.
it away.
Yeah, and I think that's what happened.
That's stupid.
Anyway.
Why are you telling that story?
Fun facts. No, because you were talking about
people listening to this while taking standardized tests.
Yeah.
Why did you take the GRE? Is that what you take to get the post-secondary education?
Correct. It's the graduate
something.
What does it stand for? I forgot.
recovery exam?
No. Because I was going
rectory.
To...
Rectory?
You don't remember this whole thing. Before we were going to move out here, I was going to go to... grad school for nutrition and...
Yeah. I never even taken the GRE, though.
How'd you do don't?
It? No.
How do you not remember that? It was a pretty significant time. I did. Mm-hmm. I did very well, actually.
Okay. So you could still go. Are those scores still relevant?
No, I don't think so.
That's a shame.
I think it only lasts... It's only good for, like, a couple of years.
Oh.
So...
If yeah, I it works ever, out anyway. Cause,
if I ever wanted to go, I would have to take it
retake.
Again. Yeah.
And they say every year after you actually leave school, whether it's high school or college, it's that much more difficult to get into that sort of a testing mentality because...
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Any other closing thoughts besides pastrami and Nebuchadnezzar?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Just think about the two of us while you're... You know, on the mountain.
Oh.
Just having fun.
See, again, I thought you were talking to the audience. And I thought you were saying, think about the two of us.
No, I want you.
You want me to think about Scott, you and Stella.
The husband.
While I'm on the mountain.
Yeah.
Mounting.
And how we're just, mountain. You're mounting the mountain?
I mean, technically.
Didn't know you loved it that much.
First thing I do, I get the top of the sky lift and take the skis off, walk over that.
Gross.
That jumble of trees and just mount it.
Anyway, yeah, just think of us.
Kay.
Just here, you know, working.
Chilling?
No, working, living normal life.
I'm living normal life too, I'm just not working. I didn't do much work last week either. Hashtag struggle bus. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it. This is Marriage Chatter.
It's probably not going to be called that.
But it's that for now.
I don't like that name.
Because we need a name. If you can think of something different between now and when I upload this, then it's whatever it says on the upload. So thanks for listening. And I don't know when we'll do this next. People want us to do this on a fairly regular basis. It's not that hard. We obviously live in the same house. We just need to turn this computer on, set the mic up, and talk into it, which I do every week anyway. Most every week. So yeah.
I feel like we need a sign off.
What do you want your sign off to be?
I don't know. I just feel like we need one.
We can do, bye!
No, let's not.
Oh,
no.
Okay. We could do, see you later, alligators.
Okay, we'll think about it.
Let us know, thebropodnetwork@gmail.com. Send us an email. Say, for Marriage Chatter, here's what the sign-off should be.
And here's a better name.
And here's a better name rather than Marriage Chatter. And whatever else we suggested you send us things for. What were we talking about? Is that the Advil Tylenol situation?
I don't know what you're
anyway.
Talking about.
Oh, and finally, thanks again to our eczema sponsor.
Eczema?
Eczema? Ex-surgeon? Ex-urgeon. Ex-urgeon. Whatever. It's a headache. It's a thermometer
it's
that
a
you
headache.
Don't put in your butt. So go look it up if you have a headache because you need a thermometer.
You do know it's not like... That's not the only brand that makes those.
No, I don't know that.
Okay.
I wouldn't advise getting it. It's not that good.
It is
whatever.
Good.
Proud sponsor of the Marriage Chatter podcast, episode 2. Technically episode 1, because I think the last time I uploaded one of our podcasts, I just called it The Bro Pod, Scott and Todd. Mine is Todd plus Jamie. Like, it was a very convoluted,
cool,
confused a lot of listeners. All right, thanks for listening to this jumbled gibberish. And until next time, Jabai.
Bye.
He said you weren't going to do that.